It's hard as you know what, trying to get in and out of the crowded parking lot of the State Employees Credit Union on South Duke Street in Durham. And I'm not alone. Yvonne Brody stopped by this branch because it's close to her job, not because she wanted to.
So I like the State Employees Credit Union because when I make my deposits, I can get them out the net the same day. I don't like this one because it's very crowded.
Well, for Durham residents, some relief is on the way. State Employees is renovating that old Golden Corral restaurant on Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. Brody will drive all over town to find a State Employees, Guest Road, Lowe's Grove. What she won't do is stop by a commercial bank.
Started out at First Union. First Union was bought out by Wachovia, and then bought out again by Wells Fargo. And I don't like the whole changing all the names and all that stuff.
A lot of people fell out of love with their banks during the latest financial crisis. Customers complained of everything from rushed foreclosures to higher checking fees. That's why Sharon Hinton left her bank. I ran into her in the State Employees parking lot as well.
Yeah, I was with CCB, and with CCB we had, I think it cost me more to keep my money in the account that I had money. So I was like, I'm going to switch.
No matter the reason, Jim Blaine is welcoming State Employees members with open arms. He's been the president and CEO of State Employees for 35 years.
This day and time, our members need all the help they can get. It's a tough economy. And I think the value proposition has really increased dramatically at the credit union. Plus, we are very nice people, and that always helps.
State Employees is considered a big credit union on a national scale. It's approaching $27 billion in assets and has a membership base of 1.8 million people. Blaine says there are several reasons for this growth, like a bustling population, more branches and ATMs, and expanded services. But he says you can't beat the cost of doing business.
One, we are quite often the low-cost provider of consumer financial products, so we have one of the lowest cost of operations of any financial institution in the country.
From a large bank's perspective, I think that, you know, they're facing a unique set of pressures that the credit unions are not.
Professor Anil Shivdasani is a banking expert at UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School. He says these pressures come in the form of federal regulations that require banks to keep more capital, creating a rather aggressive fee-based model.
So I think with respect to sort of the small depositor or your typical, you know, mom-and-pop depositor in the U.S., the commercial banks have been somewhat in a lose-lose situation.
In the meantime, State Employees Credit Union is taking its low-cost alternative model to the bank. Besides opening branches in every county across the state, the credit union is adding to Raleigh's downtown skyline with its new offices on Salisbury Street, which should be occupied late next month. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.